Welcome to the LKN Faith Podcast. This post on Sunday's episode is titled, Original Spirituality. Written by Tyler King. Originality is an attribute that is not only valuable, but is universally sought after. If someone plagiarizes, it is received with academic discipline and can even be grounds for institutional dismissal. Knockoff brands and stores are always seen as the cheaper alternative to an original design or product. In an even more recent development, consider the radical innovation of artificial intelligence, the very antithesis of authentic intelligence. The list continues to grow as one extrapolates all the areas of life in which the dichotomy of authentic and artificial play out in life. People have even worked tirelessly to replicate original pieces of art like the Mona Lisa or beautifully handcrafted and wonderfully limited instruments such as a Stradivarius. All in vain efforts to copy the original. Yet at the end of the day, there is only one source of originality for such highly valued items, and it is the creator themselves. It's a peculiar task to consider the recognized worth of originality in the realm of the everyday life. Though, while thinking of such a topic, one can't help but recognize how individuals as a collective continue to settle for cheap alternatives. If it costs less and achieves a similar quality or experience, why would one seek the original? Scripture is clear in the value, superiority, and precedence of originality when it comes to spirituality. Twice in Hebrews, the Greek word, archegos, is utilized and is translated as pioneer, originator, or founder. The author will lead his readers to comprehend the unwavering value of Jesus. Jesus originated salvation, Hebrews 2 verse 10. If one seeks to find salvation or deliverance in any other source outside of Jesus, they are woefully settling for a cheap knockoff. In the minds of both Greeks and Jews, angelic beings were some of the strongest powers they could conceptualize. Yet, the writer makes the point it is not to the angels he has subjected the world to come. Chapter 2 verse 5. Moreover, it was not an angelic host nor any other being that God crowned with glory and honor to be ruler of all. Chapter 2 verse 9. The writer simply states, but we see Jesus. Those who seek true salvation should not look to humanity or even ambiguous heavenly characters. They ought to seek the Christ. Later, the writer will exhort the readers to fix their thoughts, according to the NIV translation, or consider Jesus as apostle and high priest, chapter 3 verse 1. Christians don't put their hope of salvation in just a rabbi or prophet. Instead, Christians find their salvation in a God who suffered in the flesh, perfected a unique priesthood, and conquered death. Jesus originated faith, Hebrews 12 verse 2. Faith is perhaps the most noticeable dichotomy of authentic and artificial in relation to spirituality. There have been numerous earthly leaders, spiritual influencers, and historical giants who have led campaigns of faith estranged from Jesus' teaching. Unfortunately, many individuals have blindly accepted such man-made doctrines and traditions. It is here in Hebrews that the writer considers what true faith is, chapter 11 verses 1-3, what true faith looks like, chapter 11 verses 4-40, and where true faith comes from, chapter 12 verses 1-3. Catch the climactic point being made in chapter 12 verse 3, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This imposes a necessary inference that any faith outside of Jesus will eventually fail. Jesus is not only the pioneer or originator of faith, he is the teleotes of faith, one who brings it to perfect completion. He originates the faith and completes it. Unfortunately, individuals have succumbed to accepting an alternative spirituality than the one spoken of in the Holy Scriptures. A cheaper salvation is one that is discounted in truth, undermined in integrity, and lacking in effectiveness. It will not stand in the last day. Similarly, a cheaper faith is one that will leave its subject deserted in seasons of distress and confused in times of burden. It is only through Jesus that one can find authentic salvation and faith. While the price of discipleship is high, it's worth the cost, Luke 14 verse 27. Thank you for listening to another episode of the LKN Faith Podcast. For more content, you can go to our webpage, lakenormanfaith.com, where you'll find all of our written articles and links to social media accounts. God bless, and stay tuned for our next post on Sunday episode.